Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
The 2022 World Cup is here. 32 teams, 64 games.
One whole month of pure soccer action.
All the latest news, reaction and analysis with the BBC's World Cup Daily Podcast. Our team will be pitchside for the biggest games in Qatar. Exclusive behind-the-scenes access, interviews and expert opinion. The BBC's World Cup Daily Podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak with me, Jiaying.
And me, Neil.
You look rather excited, Neil.
Of course I am. The Football World Cup is about to start. Excitement has reached fever pitch.
Well, that doesn't sound very good. The last thing we need at the World Cup is fever on the pitch.
Don't worry, Jiaying. There's no actual fever on the football pitch. No one is ill. Fever pitch is just an expression that means there are high levels of excitement.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Let's hear some examples.
I was at the school sports day and excitement was at fever pitch. The kids were going crazy supporting their classmates. Criticism of the company CEO was at fever pitch. The staff were really unhappy. Anger reached fever pitch after the referee said it wasn't a goal.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. We're talking about the expression fever pitch, which means a state of high emotion.
As you heard in the examples, it's not just excitement that can be at fever pitch. It can be any strong emotion, such as anger or criticism.
That's right. And we often use it with reach or the verb to be plus at. So excitement reached fever pitch or anger was at fever pitch.
And one last point, it's not really a football expression, but because it contains the word pitch, it's often used when describing football. Right, can I carry on getting excited about the World Cup now?
Yes, and if England or Wales do well, excitement really will be at fever pitch in the UK. Bye!
Bye!
The 2022 World Cup is here. 32 teams, 64 games.
One whole month of pure soccer action.
All the latest news, reaction and analysis with the BBC's World Cup Daily Podcast. Our team will be pitchside for the biggest games in Qatar. Exclusive behind-the-scenes access, interviews and expert opinion. The BBC's World Cup Daily Podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.